Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carly from Blog Talk Radio in the Daytime After Dark. It's Monday the 18th of November. Tonight we will be talking about everything in daytime, prime time. I could say the FBI, but, you know, I would be kidding. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things are happening in daytime. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. So, I hope everyone can call in. Let me, you know, I hope everyone is calling in out there. So, how is everyone's week going? And, okay, we have a call.
Hello.
Hello?
It's Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
That's funny.
Why? What? Did something happen?
No. It's funny that I'm the first one you pick up.
Because
it wasn't going through, and then all of a sudden, I hear your voice.
Oh, what was it saying?
No, it kept on saying, hold on a minute, hold on a minute. And then,
oh, me or what? The operator or what?
Yeah, it was the operator.
So, Ashley, so, what did you want to talk about tonight?
Is it just you?
Yeah, well, Christy is calling in. She's having trouble calling in like you were having trouble.
Do you want to hang up and call back? Or should we just talk?
Well, let's talk. Because I tried it on my cell phone and I got through.
Okay.
So maybe the first couple, you know, minutes.
You know what I think it was it wasn't right at 8 o'clock, so it wasn't going through.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I did is I hung up and then I called back. Okay. She'll probably get through soon.
Okay, so, you know, I've been... Okay, I have been watching... okay, oh, I'm going to bring Christy on, too. So, hey, Christy.
Hey, I had trouble getting through. I don't know why.
Yeah, I did too at first, but then it went right through, so.
Okay.
Okay.
It was like 20 seconds to your show, and it was like, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. And I'm like, what?
That is weird. Okay, before we go into tonight's discussion, I have a couple words. Mainly we just cannot talk over each other because that's very bad to do. And we shouldn't cuss. I mean, we should try not to cuss on them. I know that's very hard to do, but let's try to not cuss. And, if no one else is on the, line, you can speak for 8 minutes, you know, at a time, and if, you know, no one else is on the line besides me and Christy, you can talk for however long you want. So I'm done. That's all the words I have.
Okay, now
well,
what?
Well, I mean, if I say you cannot talk bad about, like, someone from GH, I know I would be breaking my rule in the first 2 seconds. So for me, I knew that would be broken.
Okay.
Yeah, well, come on. If I tell the caller...
I can't talk bad about any of them. They're all really good actors.
Well, what are we talking about?
Well,
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Actually, no, you can start. That's fine.
I don't even know where to start. Oh. Okay. Oh, God, without going into tomorrow's episode. No, I don't want to go there. Okay. Unless you don't mind me going there.
Didn't we already go there? Okay, what about, why don't we go to, have you guys watched Days of Our Life in a while? Has any of you? Okay, great.
I watched it Monday, but I didn't watch it yesterday or today, so.
Well, I haven't watched Days of Our Life in months, and...
Well, Sammy finally got her baby back.
Yes, okay, but today, I never thought I would say this ever. I feel so horrible for Nicole. Even though Nicole has been lying for months, I feel sorry for Nicole. I just feel like, I feel bad for Nicole, so badly, like, you know, here she was thinking she was doing a good thing by lying all these months because she thought she could keep EJ in her life. And she loved this baby, and when I saw her get arrested, there was a part of me... What?
You know what makes it even worse is years ago she found out she could have kids, then she got pregnant, and she thought she could, lost the baby.
Yes.
Was gonna keep... what's the girl's name? Mia's baby, and then switched the babies. You know what? Her biggest mistake was switching the babies, because... The only reason she did that is because it was EJ's son, and Sammy was going to keep that a secret. But now the mm-hmm. funny thing is they become friends, and that may not be anymore because of her lie.
Yeah, and that, I mean, but what I thought today...
You know what? They are going to get her, and she is going to prison because that is against the law. She did not legally adopt that baby. Number one, it was not Mia's baby to give away, so...
Well, can I finish, though? I think the reason they are going this way with the story, in real life, Nicole is having a baby and she's due any day. And
I thought she already has a baby.
No, she's due in December.
Oh.
So I think this is a good way to, you know, wind her off and blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is I feel sorry for Nicole today. And I was thinking in my brain, what's left of it, sometimes, I feel sorry for Nicole. But I could never feel sorry for Sam on General Hospital.
Well, the only thing that I do feel sorry Sam had to go through was losing that baby. That was heartbreaking to watch, even. Because her baby saved her sister's life. Although, I guess if you look at it that way, it's not so horrible. But still, it's a hard thing for any woman to go through. And then to find out that you can't have kids anymore, that's even worse.
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah. When I was watching, you know, I just feel sorry for, you know, Nicole, and, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people might not agree with me on this, and that's fine. I just feel, you know, sorry for her, and, you know, a lot of people might not agree with me, and that's fine, but I just, you know, watching those scenes and just watching it was just like, and when Sammy said, to Ethan, hold on a moment. Stop being demure. You know, I just thought that was a really good moment. And I just, you know,
Well, you know, a lot of people are hoping that her and EJ get back together. And I kind of think that might happen considering the fact that Arian, that is her name, right? Arian Zucker.
Ari Zucker. Yeah, Ari.
Ari, yeah, well, Arian. But, well, see, the thing is, with her being off the canvas for the next 3 to 4 months, I think it's going to be very interesting to see the EJ and Sammy storyline finally get its, you know, what it should be, because...
But, you know, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm sorry. I never wanted EJ and Sammy. I've always wanted Sammy and Lucas, and they... You know, they crapped Sammy and Lucas's fans for 15 years, and they dropped the ball on the Sammy and Lucas fans.
Well, you know, also, you know, I can see where Lucas and Sammy should be together, but then there's a lot of reasons they shouldn't be.
Wait, why shouldn't they be?
Well, you know... I don't know if it's just the timing. I don't know if it's just not right. I mean, also, if you look at the fact that she has lied to him so many times. But then again, if it had been for Chloe, Sammy and Lucas probably would have been back together.
Correct. And you know what? But you know, everyone is missing the point on this too. I think there's going to be a new direction with Rafe here.
Well, there's something
you know?
That nobody knows about Rafe, not even Sammy. You know, I kind of think there's a secret that he's keeping that he's not telling anyone. And there's somebody that knows, but who? And what is it? Because they haven't come out and said what the secret is. Now, we know that he had something to do with his, it was his wife, right, that died? Or was it his fiance?
Okay. Fiance, I think.
Well, because, like, there's something, that whole storyline is going to unfold in the next few months. And, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that Rafe is going to be around much longer. But you never know, because... Although I'm telling you, I'm loving Eric Martsoff as Brady, though. No offense to Kyle Lauder fans, because I love him, but he is amazing on Bold and Beautiful. And you know what? He actually made his return on yesterday's episode, so it was. I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I watched Passions, so I was really happy to see that they brought on not one but two. Three Passion cast members. I mean, it's really nice to see the three of them back together, so.
Okay, see, I never watched Passion, to be honest.
Well, I only watched it for the first few years that it was on, but, you know.
Christy, did you watch Passion?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I watched it for maybe 5 seconds one time when I was flipping through channels and I saw a mermaid.
Well,
and I was like, what the F is this? So I changed the channel.
Well, you know...
That's pretty much my only Passions thing that I've ever seen.
Chrissy, do you watch Desperate Housewives?
Do I watch what?
Desperate Housewives.
No. I don't watch that either. Though I heard it's good, though.
Oh, have you heard of Jesse... Metcalf, that he was in, what was the name of the movie? John Tucker movie with Brittany Snow.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, okay. He was on Passions as well, but, like, the thing is, like, a lot of these actors, like, the girl that plays Rafe's sister is married to, God, what's his name? I can't think of the actor's name. Oh. Give me a second. Yeah, no, it's not coming to me. But her husband is on, Smallville, actually. So, yeah, no, it's like, you know, it's just nice to see them back together because, like, they play, the guy that plays Brady and the girl that plays Ray's sister were a couple on Passions. And, you know, it's just nice to see them acting together again because their chemistry is really good. And they did a smart thing by bringing them on to this cast because it added to the show, not taken away from it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just rambling on.
That's okay.
That's cool. I think that was a good comment.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, the one person that I cannot stand that they let leave Days of Our Lives, which kind of made me upset, was Rachel Melvin left and Darren Brooks left, and it's, like, not the same. It's not. Without Max and Chelsea, it's like watching a whole different show.
Yeah, I agree with you there. You know, I like Max. I love Cersei. I loved, you know, where that was going, too, and...
Oh, you know, the girl that played... Oh, God, what was... Abby. The girl that played Abby is on Eastwick, which is on tonight, actually.
I didn't watch that either.
Well, you know what? It's a really good show, actually. Who's on it? Oh, God. You know, but the... Rebecca Romijn is on it, and it's just a really good show, and, like, the girl that played Abby, I can't even think of that actress's name. I think her name was Ashley or something like that, but...
I know.
But, yeah, it's a really good show, actually, and I'm really impressed because, like, you see these actors do daytime, and then when they do primetime, they're so much better. And, I don't know. I actually watched Vampire Diaries the other night because
oh,
there was something
really?
Else on.
Now that's one show I do watch, and then I'm freaking out.
I don't know. I've tried to get into it, but I don't know. It's just, it's not, it's too much for me. It's not...
Not too much for me. It's awesome. I love it. I'm upset.
Yeah.
But I think you really have to kind of be into the whole Vampire Twilight stuff to really get into
it. I like Twilight, which is maybe why I don't like Vampire Diaries, because it's not the same.
Well, the thing is, Vampire Diaries books were written before Twilight books, and a lot
yeah,
of people think Vampire Diaries is copying off Twilight, but that's not the case, because the books were written way before Twilight. It's just that the TV show came out after the Twilight movie, so people are like, oh, it's copying it. It's like, no, it's not really copying it. It's a different type of vampire dynamic on that show.
Oh, my God. Did you see the red carpet thing the other night for Twilight? Taylor Lautner looks so freaking hot.
Yeah, my friend Kayla's, like, obsessed with him.
You know what? He is hot. And I don't care what you say. Like, I don't think even in 20 years that guy could even be bad-looking. It's not even possible.
Yeah, okay, he's the one.
Rob Pattinson is really hot, too. I saw this picture of him when he, like... online, and I was like, oh my God, is that even the same person? Because when you see him dressed on, like, the red carpet, it's like, whoa, it's like a total different person. Like, I don't know. But yeah, well, you know, I admit I did not watch the first movie, but I love the Twilight books, so that's, you know, I did not read the second one, though. I admit, I'm going to wait until after I see the movie to read the book, because I don't know. I just, you know, the movie's already out. There's no way I could finish the book in time, so.
Some people do.
Yeah,
if I had a life.
My niece is into all that, vampires and... Diaries and
I think I remember the actress's name. I think her name is Ashley Green. the girl that played Abby.
Alice, yeah. It's the one who plays Alice. It's Ashley Green.
Ashley Green plays Alice,
not Abby, on Twilight.
Oh, I'm not talking about Twilight. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
No, I'm thinking of someone else. I don't know the actress's name then, because the girl, Abby, I just thought her name was Ashley, but maybe I don't know. You know what? You said she plays Alice. I don't like that character.
Yeah, the one who plays Alice in the Twilight movies is Ashley Green, the actress.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of really good-looking guys in this one. A lot of them, because the wolf pack, which is like a whole new thing to go around. You know who I'm really liking, and I can't believe that he really hasn't got the recognition that he deserves, is Kellan Lutz. And because that guy is a really good actor. Everything he's done is really good, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about, right? One of the vampires. Like, not the main one, but the, yeah. Actually, was he in the first one?
Wait, which one?
Kellan Lutz.
Kellan Lutz? Yeah, he was in the first one.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, and I can tell you it's going to be really good because, yeah, well, trust me, this one's going to be much better than the first one.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I think it's like 2 hours and...
Well, it's actually almost 3 hours. It's actually
really?
2 hours and like 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. I better make sure
which,
I go back.
Which, well, yeah, the second I heard that, okay. I was like, we're not going to the midnight showing. Because, number one,
that's what I'm worried about. I'm like, I'm not going to drink anything during this
movie. Well, you know what?
I don't want us to get to the middle of it and be like, I have to pee.
Well, and also, like, don't eat anything. Because if you don't eat anything, then you won't be thirsty, so.
Okay, but okay. Not to, you know, interrupt you guys, but how can you go to a movie and not have the popcorn and not have a drink? I'm sorry.
Well, when it's a three-hour movie,
you know what? If you're gonna drink something, drink it ahead of time.
It's a problem. Yeah, you better like you know make sure all of the liquid is out of your system like an hour before.
You know what? I actually went and saw a three-hour movie one time, ate popcorn and drank something, and did not go to the bathroom the whole time. But
well,
I have a
condition where I pee a lot, so it's gonna be a problem for me.
Oh.
For me, personally, I have to make sure I go to the bathroom, like, 3 times before I even get in there.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Whole thing. I mean, I can go, like...
talk about it really in the air, but for me, personally, I have to make sure that I'm...
How do you
go
to a movie like Twilight and, like, eat? Seriously, you're going to have to go to the bathroom because you're going to have to drink so much. Like, I can't... Well, if you're going to go... You know, I do eat and drink when I go to the movies, but when I know that it's going to be more than a two-hour movie, I make sure that I don't, because I don't want to have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle. I'm the one that sits there, and even if I have to go bad, holds it, okay?
You know what I love about me? Okay, even if I'm on a plane ride for, like, 4 hours, I never have to go. Sorry, okay. Okay, sorry, I was feeling left out because... I never got into the Vampire Diaries. Yeah.
Twilight.
Sorry, yeah. But I'm a really cool aunt because I do buy all the stuff for my niece. So, yeah, I'm, like, really cool. I mean, yeah, I'm really young to have a 16-year-old niece. But she loves it, and she's into all that, and even though I don't understand
what she's... The girl at the movie theater was telling me is a lot of people are literally only going to see this movie because of Taylor Lautner. A lot of people were so pissed off at the last one that the only reason they're going to see this is Taylor Lautner. I'm like, seriously? You would think
that
Taylor Lautner is the whole movie.
I don't think that's for everybody, you know. Maybe that's...
No, for most of the girls who are going to see it, and especially the teenagers that didn't go see the first one, they're going, I mean, I don't know, but Taylor Lautner's career is definitely blown up because of this. But the guy's been around for forever.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Wasn't he also on...
I think it was like the second one.
Wasn't he also on... Summerland with Jesse McCartney and Zac Efron for like.
And Summer. Wait, what? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up on IMDb. I don't remember because I watched that show, but I don't remember.
Well, do you know the only reason I say that? Because didn't he play the little brother of the? He played the little brother, did he not? Maybe I'm mistaken, but I could have sworn he was on that show. Because I've known who he was for a long time. I just didn't recognize him when they first showed him because it's like, he doesn't look the same. But I'm definitely going to see that movie in February, though, with him and Taylor Swift because it looked really good.
Yeah, what is that movie called?
It's called Valentine, and it actually comes out on Valentine's Day.
You know what? I'm actually excited for that because anyone is in that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, like, Taylor Swift with Christy knows what a big deal. I mean, she should know by now. What a crazy Taylor Swift fan I am.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, too. I actually just thought about going to see her in concert. I'm like, well, tickets already went on sale. I'm sure they're all sold out now.
I went to go see her in May because my parents got me the present for my birthday. And I stood in line. I was like the fourth or fifth person in line. And I got there just in time, you guys, because people were already calling on Ticketmaster and whatever. And
oh, yeah, it's been sold out for a long time.
Yeah, but by the time I left, it was sold out here in Seattle. But where is it coming in your state, Christy?
Where do you live anyways, Christy?
What
state do you live in?
Oh, well, I live in North Carolina now, but I'm moving on Monday, so I'll be living in Illinois.
Oh.
Well, maybe because... You know, we went through the one site thing, so maybe it will not be totally sold out.
She just added about 10 shows, though, because, like, because people were complaining that she was only doing 2 shows in California, so they added about 10 more in California, so. But they're already sold out. Like, literally the second that they, like, because they did it because, like, supposedly, people were saying, like, they wanted, like, more shows. And then, like, the next thing you hear is, like, they had to, like, literally limit the tickets that they were selling for the shows because it was ridiculously selling out. Like, they didn't even know that she had that many fans. Because people don't even realize California, like literally, is country music land. Like, should it be, like, pop music, but it's not.
You
go to a club, you're guaranteed to hear country music because.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Country music has gone like from like non-existent in California to like the most listened to genre because like you turn on any radio station, whether it's Kiss FM or our country station here, and it's, like, crazy. People go nuts. People are calling in from all over the world to our country station. Like, they're having to expand where their station is being able to be heard because they've got so many listeners.
Oh, by the way, guess who I'm going to go see in May, you guys?
Who?
Okay, thank you. Someone cared. I'm going to go see Tim McGraw and Lady Annabelle. I'm all coming here. And
you are so lucky. I am such a huge fan of both.
Yeah.
Lady Annabelle, from what I've heard, it's awesome.
Oh, I love them. Christy, have you heard of them?
Yeah, Tim McGraw, I know who he is. Duh.
No, I mean,
I think she was talking about Lady Antebellum.
Oh, Lady Antebellum. I've heard of them, but I don't really listen to them.
Oh, okay, because I play them every night on my intro.
Okay.
Yeah. Carly, are you sure that Taylor's dating who you think she's dating? Because that's not what the internet says. And And they actually interviewed Taylor Lautner the other night on the premiere thing, and he even said that that's his girlfriend. So I seriously doubt he's lying.
Oh, no!
Well, wait. Well,
I just
what?
Taylor Lautner's IMDb. He was on Silverland, but he wasn't like a main role. He said he was on
one episode.
He was a boy on beach. That was literally his role, to be a boy on the beach.
Oh,
that was
the boy that they, I remember, because he was the boy that they buried in the sand. I remember that because he was the boyfriend of the girl that Jesse's character dated, because I remember that because she actually broke up with him to be with Jesse's character, so he was on, like, two episodes, I think.
Wait. Oh, sorry to interrupt you, but Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner were dating.
No, they are dating.
Okay. You were having me really confused.
No, because you're the one that told me that she was dating some guy named Cody or something like that.
Oh, that was a while ago.
That was, a long time ago, because, she's been with, Taylor for, more than 6 months.
Oh, really? Okay.
They've been together almost a year.
Really?
Yeah, because it's been over a year since Joe broke up with her.
Oh,
you
know.
Last May or something like that.
I'm sorry to say this, but I don't like the Jonas Brothers. I mean,
I don't like the Jonas Brothers. I'm a huge Joe Jonas fan. I could care less about the other two.
Hey, well, you know, I mean, I this thing every, I can't even think. I guess I never really got their music, I guess.
Well, you're like, not to make you
okay.
feel weird.
Fine. If you make me feel old, I will.
No, I was just going to say, their music is targeted towards, teenagers and people my age. It's not really meant
to
connect to. I'm not saying that you're old. No, because you're not. I mean, you're not much older than I am, so.
Yeah, but then I listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but everybody listens to Taylor Swift. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know where Carly went.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Carly? Where are you at, girl?
I kind of think she might have got disconnected, or we got disconnected. What happened?
I don't know. Can the people in the chat room still hear?
Try pulling somebody else onto the line. What happened?
I have no idea.
Because all of a sudden, she was in mid-sentence, and she was gone.
Liaison finally is like, where's Carly? Maybe the wind got her. Oh, she said her power might go out. Did she talk to you today about any storms in her area?
No.
Whether or not it was going to make her power go out? Because I think she said that before.
Do you realize that we're still on air, though?
Oh, she just IM'd me. She's like, can you hear me? And I'm going to be like, no.
Oh, no.
Maybe she should hang up, and then we'll all have to call back in again, because we had to do that last time.
Did her power go out, or did it just, happen?
I don't think so, because if she's IMing me, I don't think her power, if her power was out, she wouldn't be able to IM me, unless she was doing
it on a laptop.
Yeah.
If she's on a laptop, unless it's plugged in, it wouldn't matter if her power went out.
She said she didn't do anything to make this happen. So
okay, tell her we're going to hang up and call back in.
Okay.
Because us rambling on ain't helping.
Okay, I told her we were going to do that, so
okay.
I'm going to hang up and then
okay,
call back in. Okay.
Okay. Block. Hello? Okay.
They were like...
Hello?
Hello, this is me.
Hey, hi, you.
Yeah. So you,
I did not know what happened. It was like...
technical.
Am I online, Corey? Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, oh, hold on. I have to... hold on.
That was weird. I don't know why that happened.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was very, very weird. Yeah. Sadly, you were...
bad connection or something.
Well,
yeah,
we are
calling to say that. I know you had said that something about the wind factor might disconnect you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are having high winds, and I'm supposed to...
Carly?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
She's talking to Cyber.
Cyber and Christy and stuff.
I can hear it.
No,
it's okay.
Hey, Ashley, why don't I put you on mute? And
No. I was just calling to let them know that, you know, you had said that you might
okay.
lose the power.
But
I have
a question for you.
Oh. Okay.
I asked him. You said in the room about they are bringing a new Malcolm back to...
Yeah, they have brought a new Malcolm back, actually. It's
Wait,
done.
What? What are you talking
about? Malcolm Winters, we're talking about what? Young and Restless.
Oh! Yeah, no, I know that. I actually knew that already because...
Yeah, I got that at Daytime Confidential earlier.
Well, you know what? I didn't get that there, actually. I've got an insider at the show, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So they are already bashing the poor guy because he, you know, he's from another show, and, you know, he doesn't look like Shamar Moore. So...
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I thought they
gorgeous.
Were bringing Shamar Moore back.
No, he's on prime time. He's not coming back to that.
No, he's not.
He wasn't even right.
Who did they hire?
If you go to daytimeconfidential.com, they have his picture there. He was in that show with, what's the name of that comedy? With Herkel. What was that guy's name? He played...
Oh, Family Matters?
Yeah, what was the name of that comedy with Herkel? Remember back in the day?
Herkel, it was Family Matters.
Yeah.
He played the son, right?
Yeah, he was on Family Matters. He played
the son.
He played the son.
The older one, right?
Right. The black.
You know,
black
I don't know why people are bashing him. I'm actually
bashing
glad that's
like
who it is.
I don't know where else, but I know I'm just going by Daytime Confidential because that's the only place. And
well, you know what? I don't really pay attention to that because a lot of the times they're not even right about a lot of it.
About what?
But they said people were coming to a show that wasn't even true. And then, like, I actually go to soaps.com because I know for a fact that their information is correct. If it
well,
doesn't
they
say someone's
that he was hired. Daytime Confidential is pretty reliable. I mean, they get...
Most of the time.
Yeah, they're pretty reliable. Daytime Confidential is it's not like Insider's Lounge. They only break stuff that is, happening. You know, they get interviews with all these producers and stars and everything, so they don't, you know, really break. In fact, they got in trouble. They're on ABC's S list because they broke Natalia Livingston coming back before they were ready. They used
to. Oh, really?
Yeah, they got them in the rag mags. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right here, breaking news, Malcolm Winters cast on Y&R. It's official, folks. They say it's official. The Young and the Restless
well,
has
been saying
Darius
that for a
McCrary,
while, though.
Darius McCrary as the new Malcolm Winters, according to Entertainment Weekly. So they got this from
Well, also, they also...
McCrary, best known for his role as Eddie Winslow on the hit 90s sitcom Family Matters, is set to debut December the 29th, 2009. He signed a multi-year contract and replaces the ever-popular Shamar Moore in the role. So it's official, and it was broken by Entertainment.
Well, you know what, also, and I don't know if it's completely true, Drew is not dead. So they are bringing her back. It's just a matter of time before they do.
Yeah,
because
they
never found the body, so therefore she's alive. So
but
it's just a matter. You know what I'm thinking? And I don't know if it's possible, but she's been.
Oh, okay, Ashley.
Lily's dad, is it not? Lily's dad, right?
Scott also said he's coming, Jess Love's liaison says.
Well, you know what? That's
so Scott
Lily's dad, though.
Scott confirmed it. Entertainment confirmed it. So I think it's...
Well, you know what? He's coming back. Reliable. That character's coming back because that's Lily's dad, and she's got cancer. So...
Well, when Victoria Rao left YNR, she took almost a million viewers with her. So...
Well, and she's coming back from what I heard next year.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm part of her fan club, and she did make as much of a statement as she possibly could, I guess. She said she was in the parking lot, but they wouldn't let her in the building, and that was like maybe a couple of months ago. So I don't know what that meant.
Well, no, she is coming back. From what I've heard, it is beginning of next year. But the reason, I don't know the reasoning for them not letting her on the lot, except for maybe because, like, people aren't supposed to know yet that she's coming back.
Mm.
Because, like, I don't know. But then again, they fired so many people on that show. I mean, it's ridiculous. They fired people left and right.
Well, I think from what I'm a big Daytime Confidential fan. I just love them over there. And they said that they are really just into YNR is more into hiring primetime people. It seems like everybody
that.
Is getting their little niche. It seems
you know
that
what,
TH
you know
is going the route of this, you know, stunt thing of having a movie star come in every now and again to bump their to pimp their ratings. I think that's the way
they're
gonna go.
You know what?
And then now YNR seems to be like they're into the thing where they're only
hiring primetime. Did you listen last week when I co-hosted? Because I was talking about my friend that was on the show, the guy that was replaced. But you know, he decided to leave because he hated what they were doing to Adam's storyline. I kind of hated even.
Chris Negan.
Yeah. He's a really good friend of mine. Actually, he's a single dad. Actually. And that's why he decided to leave, because, A, the storyline wasn't going where he would like it to go, and they said either you go ahead with it or leave. And he decided, you know what, I'm leaving. And a lot of people are very upset with the guy that replaced him because he's not to say that Adam Mulhaney is not a good actor, but I hadn't even heard of him until he did the show.
Well, they said he came from somewhere else.
I don't know where, because I watched a lot of shows.
I thought I heard that he came from another place.
Not from another soap opera. That I do know for a fact.
But Samar Moore, you know, with all, they wasn't writing for him. I mean, you know, everybody is being and moaning about how this guy looks and blah, blah, blah. My thing is, are they going to write for this guy? Are they going to write him a storyline?
You know,
I mean, it doesn't matter if he's cute or if he's ugly or not. I mean, if he's not going to be able to be in a storyline, they stopped writing for Shamar. Toward the end, you know, remember, I didn't like that storyline he was in with Drew and Lily turned out to be his daughter and all that crap. I didn't like that storyline. And then after that, I mean, it seemed like they just, you know, he just slowly disappeared off the canvas. They wasn't.
You know what? I don't like what they've done with Neil, except for the. You know, I don't get it. The writing is really bad for Neil, and if they're not careful, the guy is going to leave the show.
Well, they're pumping him back up. I saw him in a scene, an awesome scene with my girl Catherine C. with Jeannie Cooper, who, by the way, is on Facebook. And if any of you are Facebookers, you should, you know, and you're a YNR fan, Jeannie Cooper fan, she's there. She's all there. And she answers herself, so.
And she's also Colburn, I can never say.
Oh, yeah, Colburn Vincent's mom, yeah.
Yeah.
The guy.
The 80-year-old who's up front and center in story. And
with
storylines. They
can't
do that on most soaps, but. One thing I respect about Days and YNR, with all their faults, They put they use their people. They use their popular people. They don't write against them like some soaps do.
Well, you know what?
I really respect them for that. Yeah, they have faults.
Well, you know what? The one thing I don't know if Carly's going to agree with me that I don't like about General Hospital is that they reuse storylines that they've used in previous years. And
I've never said I didn't like that. I don't like that either.
In my opinion, is their fault for not writing enough storyline for Josh Duhan. The reason he left was because why stay if Logan's literally going to be pushing around a wheelchair the whole time he's on the show? I mean,
oh, they you could see that they were that they made a putz out of him. They humiliated him on prime time. They humiliated him. They had him rolling somebody around.
What about Greg Vaughn?
It was
they literally fired the guy to replace
him
with the guy
that hasn't
been on the show.
The way they're doing Elizabeth's character.
Hey,
I mean, I saw her the other day, and someone, you know, Daytime Confidential says she overacted, but I don't think so. You know.
I thought she
was. They said she overacted her scene, some scene. She somebody, not they said it, but.
You know what I don't like is all the daydreams that they've been showing because they're so realistic. I really believe that she grabbed Nicholas and started making out with him in the back of Kelly's. I'm like, where's Lucky? I was half expecting Lucky to show up and just, like, punch them. It's like,
well, you know what?
The
only thing I have to say about that is that this is supposed to be a storyline about Nicholas going dark. I haven't seen any evidence of him being
dark, other than
Elizabeth. I mean, they keep alluding to the fact that he's turning into a Cassadine, but
you know,
I'm not
seeing
it anywhere else in the story.
Can I just say something? I don't see him turning into a Cassadine. He's turning into Luke, and he doesn't even see it.
Well, I'm just going by what they're saying that he's supposed to do. They're saying that he's supposed to go dark, and they're saying he's supposed to turn into a Cassadine. Where is he showing up at, though, other than with Elizabeth? Where do you see that in story?
Well, you know what? You know what they're talking about? They're talking about the whole Rebecca thing and wanting to make her think that he wants her. And you know what? Actually, he reveals the truth to her this Friday. So, you know, I think.
But, I mean, where else are you seeing that
other than anyway? So, she's going to be gone in February, so.
But, I mean, I thought that the whole storyline was Nicholas is turning into this dark character. And
well,
I thought
know,
I would see evidence
so
of
much
it
more
in
that.
Various parts of his story. Now, I've heard them dialogue about how, you know, you better watch out, you know, because he can turn all Cassadine on you and blah, blah, blah.
But I don't care what they mean
I'm not
that.
Really seeing a lot of it manifested in his story.
You know who I see a lot of in Nicholas is Laura. All of a sudden, like, you see it, and then all of a sudden, like, he turns from Laura into Luke, and it's like, where did he even get that from?
Well, I like the line he gave Luke, because he always didn't like, that's pure history. He always didn't like the fact that Luke raped Laura. He always had problems with that, and he brought that back up to him in dialogue the other day. And I was shocked that he did that. That was total Cassadine. But he never, you know, being Nick, he would never say that. He already addressed that issue. But what got me is he brought it back up which I thought was maybe an inkling of him showing him going dark and going all Cassadine. But I haven't seen a lot of
that. What I've actually heard is that the tumor is back, which is making him act like this.
Wow!
Because, you know, like, every once in a while, like, they show Emily again. And, like, I've wondered if maybe that's why, like Rebecca's suddenly going to be gone, and then they're going to replace Rebecca, and, like, you're going to find out that Emily's maybe not dead after all, and maybe Helena's holding her hostage.
Well, Natalia's leaving, so if it's going to be another Emily, it's going to be
They may be saying that only because she's leaving as Rebecca, because, like, they didn't want people to know, I don't know, I mean, just because Natalia's leaving doesn't mean she's not coming back.
Well, it's just like, what is she going to come back to? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I'm
telling you.
What happened?
And also, if Natalia's leaving, does that mean the guy that's playing Ethan is leaving? Because Are they going to finish the Rebecca and Ethan storyline? I mean, I hate what they've done with it. They've done nothing.
Exactly.
I mean,
they bring all these people on, and then they don't really use them. This is my problem. They have too many, they have a big canvas. She has way too many characters.
You know,
when I do my recaps and when I do my ratings, and you know what I'm talking about, people who are who on our network, you see the entry scene, right? And then it's this character. Then it's another character. Then it's another segment. They have like 14 segments or more in one epi because there's so many characters. It's a lot of characters on the canvas, and they're steady bringing in more, so I don't know.
Well, you know what I really loved? Yeah. When they did the Maxie and Spinelli almost wedding, and they did the reception, and Ethan sang, oh, my God, he can sing.
Really?
I was really impressed. I don't know about
you. Well, he's supposed to sing again. It's coming up. I read it.
Oh, yeah, they're doing another karaoke thing. Speaking of which, they're doing ABC is doing a crossover all December long. They're doing a cross promotion with the movie 9, and they're going to do musical segments all that month.
Yeah, big whoop.
I think the karaoke thing is probably the best thing they did this year.
Really, the karaoke?
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. It was lighthearted.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it. My friend actually was on
the episode, the reception, because the guy that played the bartender that sang, Chiquizzi, he actually goes to school at El Camino in Torrance, yeah.
But the only thing else that I want to say is that this theme of Mad World, I was wondering, does anybody know, is that the theme of Sweets or is just Frankel?
Oh, no. I know exactly what's
going on. They would bring that Mad World theme to the entire canvas of Sweets.
You know what it has to do with? Every
little thing has that Mad World theme. Like, I could see very well where Elizabeth and Nick and Lucky are in a Mad World. Blah, 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 and maybe Robin and Patrick and Matt and Lisa will be in this Mad World thing.
It actually has a lot to do with their December storyline, which is going to be the cross promotion with the movie 9, because Adam Lambert's song is actually a part of that movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it also has to do Mad World. They're actually talking about all the artist that's coming up, the James Franco's character, Franco. Is an artist that will be working with. Actually, I read an interview that.
This is an art project for him, his next project. Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Maxie and Carly and Lulu will all be working with this artist, and actually, he's not just an artist. He is actually going to be involved in the whole covering up Michael killing Claudia thing.
But that's what I was hoping for, that the artist of Port Charles would have a scene with them, too, but I know they won't allow that.
James Franco will be singing with them because he's part of the show until January. So they're stringing him along. He's actually going to be on until the first week of February.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But they're definitely going to use him. They're not just going to do a short storyline. This is going to be like a 3-4 month arc. So.
Yeah, well, he only filmed for 3 days, but they're spreading that.
But actually, he signed on for 13 weeks and ended up signing an additional contract for 6 weeks. So he'll be with the show at least 19 weeks. So they're going to be doing a lot
for 3 days.
Laura Wright was saying that they originally had signed them for a 13-week contract, and now
for James Franco.
Yeah,
13 weeks.
13
to 19
years. Yeah.
No, wait. They literally filmed
3 weeks of material. They're literally what they're showing you right now. They filmed 3 weeks ago, and you will not even be seeing.
Well,
actually, Laura Wright filmed this Friday with James Franco, so no, it was more than 3 days that he's on the show.
Well, I'm just saying what they said. Because I got
Yeah,
it,
right? they
no,
said.
Well, he actually signed a long-term contract actually about a week ago with the show.
Oh, well, maybe that's new and they haven't.
They're not going to report that because
okay,
they haven't.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't see Zane Franco, a big star, signing with Zenner Hospital.
Well, he did.
Long-term. No, I'm sorry. I do not see that happening. Okay,
well, it's happening, but I mean, I can understand you not believing it. Well, you know, the thing is that who is he going to be working with?
He's
only going to be working with the pets. So
well,
it doesn't
you know
really
what?
Matter
he
to me. I'm not a big fan of the pets,
to do this.
So it's not going to do me any good because he's not going to be in scenes with the characters that I like Alexis. Is he going to act off Nancy
Lee Brown?
Oh, yeah,
actually, he will.
And, you know, people like that. Or is he just going to be for Sam?
Oh, no, he's actually...
Because that's basically who he's for now, is Jason's story.
Well, he's
and nobody
connected,
else.
Nobody connected else. In the past to a character. And I think you're right about the whole Sam thing. Because there's an up-and-coming scene within the next 2 weeks with him. And like, no, actually, there's an up-and-coming whole entire episode that involves just Sam and him mm-hmm. and Jason and Liz. They're going to tie up the storyline very quickly with Liz and Lucky because...
Okay, and you know, okay, do we have to give every spoiler alert here? I mean...
No, because that's not even a spoiler
okay,
alert.
Okay, but what I'm saying, what if people haven't
sorry,
got caught... No, I'm not mad at you, no. It's almost like, no, I'm not mad at you. Oh, my God, we have another caller.
We do?
Yes, so
we
actually
have
I'm...
people calling in this week.
Oh, my
do
God.
Do you want to meet a couple people
okay.
or something?
Well,
yes, I have a confession. I kind of promoted the show. So.
Yes, I'm going to put you on mute, Ashley, okay?
Okay.
Hi, thanks for calling Daytime After Dark. Who is this?
This is Jessica.
Yay, you called in. I'm so happy you
I
called.
Did.
Yay, we're on
so, what was I? Okay, so what are you liking on soaps and what are you not liking on soaps and who did you want to kill on soaps? I can't believe
I am not really watching much soaps.
Okay.
Me either.
Haven't watched General Hospital in almost a year. And I've been watching Days just to give it my ratings, but I can't really get into it all that much. It just makes me miss General Hospital. So...
Well, okay, so maybe I'm wrong with everything you're saying, but I'm going to just try to figure out what you're saying. I take it you are a Jason and Liz fan, too, right?
Of
and
course.
That's why,
is there any
okay.
other kind of fan?
Oh, no, maybe.
True that.
Well, no, see, I've been getting slammed, like, all week on... On this Save Our Soaps campaign, and this person told me that I was crazy to think that Zayton and Liz are ever going to get back together. Then I kind of slammed her, telling her that Zayton and Sam had their time twice, actually mm-hmm. three times if you count now. And I said a bunch of other things that I really shouldn't. I kind of resorted to a third grade level, but I kind of got mad. So, yeah, I've been watching Days for the past week. I don't know to give it ratings or whatnot, but how did you feel about the whole Nicole thing?
You know what? I guess I don't have much of an opinion on it. I'm not that invested in it. I basically play it so that it gets my rating, but it's I don't know, it's a lot different than like with General Hospital, when you kind of get so invested in it and you really care what happens to the different characters. And I don't know if it's because I've been burned from General Hospital that I don't want to really invest or get that caught up in it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense. I mean, the way I see it is December 12th, 2008, General Hospital took away a heart and they stabbed us in the gut. And that's why a lot of soap viewers are not wanting to, give us a piece of our heart to even another soap. I mean, you know, yeah, I've watched Days almost my whole life, but I cannot get back into a storyline with another soap because it's like, okay, I'm holding out hope for my other couple, and I feel like this couple that we, all of us, are ticked off on, we'll get back together. And I do all the campaign and everything, and I just feel like, give it time, they will, because the ratings say it's out. They say I'm real tank, and when it is, I will do the biggest I told you so dance.
Oh, you won't be the only one.
You know?
I think they've alienated a lot of viewers.
And it's not...
You're just leaving.
It's not even just the Jason and Elizabeth. It's been a lot of fans overall. Which is, I think, one reason that the Save Our Soap campaign has kind of taken off and has so many people involved with it, because it's General Hospital fans that for the last year have been alienated.
And what I find interesting about that campaign and for that campaign, the couple, I find that they want to get back together. Oh, you know, obviously, Jason and Liz, but then they want Sunny and Kay back together, and which is fine. And then they want Carly and Zax. Okay, that I can, you know, I'm okay about. But Robin and Patrick are away together. So,
well, and I think it's not the campaign, it's not necessarily to just put the couple, you know, just putting the couples back together and changing or fixing nothing else isn't really going to save General Hospital. There's a lot of things that needs to be fixed, and putting the couples back together and then writing for the couples, because, you know, Scrubs, yeah, they're together, but when are they ever on?
Yeah.
Well,
I can tell you why, if you want to know.
That's kind of what, you know, the campaign is for, is, and we feel, you know, well, the people with the campaign feel that one way of fixing General Hospital is by putting those couples back together.
Yeah, and, you know, I just thought, you know, a year ago, I mean, a year and a half ago, when, you know, maybe that strike that they had, when the writers was on strike, maybe that was the biggest blessing for the liaison fans, because we got all time together, and maybe the writers who never came back, because we had such a great time that it was so perfect for us. And then the writer strike was over and we got slammed. And I just feel like, okay, people, do another writer. You know, I almost want to call another writer strike because it was almost perfect. I mean, too perfect.
But do you notice, one thing I am noticing about the build-up of Jason's storyline is that all the couples around them are falling down. They are going to be written the only ones without angst. So they will be the couple to root for. This is all orchestrated. This is classic orchestration by this writer. I have seen him do it on other shows. I've seen it happen before. When they have a couple that they want to work that doesn't work, they will destroy everything around them. If you notice now, what couples are working on that show? Because Scrubs aren't working. I don't really watch it either, but because I have to update the network, I read spoilers and I have to keep up. I read more than I watch, so I kept up with it by reading because I have to update the site. But I can tell you, if you don't know, every couple around Jason's storyline is falling down. They are being written with primo care, primo writing. They are the most romantic couple on that show. Scrubs is headed for angst now with Lisa. It's already started. She's there. She's making the call. She's sending them gifts. So Scrubs is about to fall down. Carjacks has fallen down.
Yeah.
Lulu and Dante is on a slow burn. So the only couple that's really working right now is who?
I don't want to even say their name because every time I say their name, I'm involved.
That's all. That watch the show, I know a lot of people don't, but there are a few that still do. And
I do because, you know, I think for me, I like some of the characters that are still on now.
Spinacci is gone, aren't they? Spinacci is not going to be on. Because she's going to be with Franco. I mean, it's in the promo. It's not a spoiler, but it's the promo.
Oh, yeah, she must be on with the kids. For me, I'm kind of...
So there'll only be one couple that's working on that show.
For me, it all goes back to... if all the couple are going to go on the skit, then please, God, let Luke and Tracy go on the skits, too.
Well, you don't see them that much.
I know we don't see them, but I'm having my one moment of tantrum.
Okay,
because,
Luke and Tracy and who else?
Are Max and Diane together?
No, Max and Diane broke up.
Ah, okay.
They broke them up.
They are going to break up and put every other couple in angst around them so they will shine. And that is what's been happening. Nobody's mentioned that, but that's what's been happening. I saw it when it first started. That's why Liz and Lucky, the super couple, will never be. They don't want them to regain their super couple status, Jonathan and Lucky and Elizabeth. That's why they're written so horribly now, because they can't gain their super couple status while they're still trying to orchestrate this preferred pairing that is being hand-picked, hand-orchestrated with the money and the backing and the star-stroking, and everything is going to that couple. This whole show is around this adventurous duo that they're selling. This is what they're marketing. This is their prime product. Right now.
Okay.
And they've been doing it for over what? How long now? Years.
Going on a year.
No, it's really longer than that. They broke Jason and Sam down to the bare denominator to rebuild them. They rebuilt her. They retweaked her. So they broke her all the way down and built her all the way up. She's not on his couch blubbering and opening up Chinese food. Now, she's got her own place, she's got her own job, she's not, you know, nothing without you and all that crap anymore. So they started rebuilding J-Sam years ago. This is the end product of that.
It's true.
But it doesn't mean for us ladies on and stop fighting. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
No, because I'm sorry to say that, you know, they Sam will tank. And, you know,
not as long as they got James Franco pimping them, honey. It won't happen. Believe me. When Franco hits that screen, it's not going to happen. It's not going, you know, we have to be realistic about this. This is James Franco. They are not going to tank. Why do you think they got them connected to him? He's their story. Come on. He's their story. How can you say he's going to tank? I don't think he's going to tank. I really don't.
Because every time anyone looks at Kelly Monaco, they want to physically throw up.
That's not the point.
Right.
I'm going by what the story is going to be about. The Franco storyline is all about Jason Morgan.
Yeah.
So how can they possibly tank? How?
I don't think necessarily it'll tank. I don't think it's going to get the ratings boost that they're hoping it will,
yeah.
Or that the ratings will go up and then stay up. But I don't necessarily think the ratings are going to go down that much for right now.
They saw bringing Jonathan Jackson was going to save General Hospital. Well,
they did. Carly, I heard what you said last week, but when Jonathan aired, they stayed in the steady, too. So the ratings did go up. You said that.
Okay. Maybe it stayed up, but oh, my God.
This is the first time they maintained a steady, too, and well, Maxie and Spinelli got them some twos, but there was a couple of 1.9ers in that, too. But they stayed in the twos for them. Spinelli Maxie will bring in twos. That's why they attached them to Spinelli Maxie so fiercely. But, no, when Jonathan came back, the rating, they weren't solid twos, so that's a misnomer. He did pump up the ratings a bit. You know, they stayed 2.1. They got 2.2s. His talk with Luke was a 2.2, I think. The next day when he aired, it was a 2.0. His debut was a 2.0.
Yeah, but that was strange to me.
The next day, it was all there. So, you know. And then you had the Claudia demise, too, so it's really hard to say. I'm not saying everything is Jonathan Jackson. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that the week that he aired, the ratings did go up. And they were in solid twos, and they haven't been in solid twos in almost a year. And he is the only different variable that's there. You know, he's the new variable in this equation. That's all I'm saying. All right, so I'm going to hang up now. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Fiverr.
I just think that if we all campaign and we all, you know, wear the t-shirts and everything, I think we will get a couple back. I've been so, you know, I've been a Liaison fan ever since day one. I was never a Liz and Lucky fan. I was never really a Jonathan Jackson fan. So when I heard he was coming back, I'm like, okay, he's coming back. So is this for me? I want my cover back. For me, it's way too long. And, you know, I just want everyone to continue fighting. I just don't understand what Kelly Monaco has that Rebecca Hurst doesn't have, because I feel Jason and Liz have the chemistry. They have the ice sex. And that couple doesn't. What did you think?
For me, personally, you know, I do think Jason and Elizabeth have the eye sex. I don't really see that so much with Jason and Sam. Like, I've tried to, like, look at them for the couple they are and just kind of, like, tolerate them. But to me, I mean, I'm not going to say they don't have chemistry, because they do, but I don't feel like they have as good a chemistry as Jason and Elizabeth do. You know, I think Steve and Becky bring something special to the screen that it's a different type of chemistry that he has with Rebecca than he does with Kelly Monaco. So that's just my personal
opinion.
And what do you think, Jesse?
You know what? I am one that I hold the belief that, you know, Jason and Elizabeth will be back together. You know, the last 10 years, there hasn't been anything or anyone that has been able to permanently break them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just kind of have to suffer through this right now. And, you know, yeah, keep campaigning and letting the writers and everyone know that we want them back together. And I do believe that one day they will be back together. Will it be tomorrow? I don't think so. But I do believe that one day they will be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean.
They have to. Sorry,
yeah,
Carly.
I mean, oh, that's okay. No, before they broke the news about Jane Franco coming to General Hospital, I never heard of the guy.
Oh, I know who he was.
Yeah, I knew who he was, too. I mean, he's kind of hard not to because he was in Spider-Man movies and...
See, I had to call my older brother to ask about him. And he was very surprised when I told him, no, he's going to the hospital. And, you know, when Ashley called in and said that, you know, he just signed a long-term contract, number one, where is he getting that information? Number two, I don't see a big time, you know, still signing a long-term deal with General Hospital. I don't. I mean, Zonis and Jackson only is signing 6 months because he wanted to do a movie afterwards. So for me, I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess it's just because I just want my number one couple back together. And, you know, having Maxie and Spinelli breaking up, even though it's not Christy's favorite couple, that's one couple Christy and I disagree on. You know, them breaking up is like, oh, you're not going to do that to me, too. Oh, you will, I guess they are. And, you know, putting Maxie with Franco is like, okay, what else are you going to do to me this year, General Hospital? So, you know, I guess we just have to campaign, and we have to get those teasers made for all of the Les Zans fans, because I think everyone would love them, by the way. Christy, by the way. We need the t-shirts. Every Jason and Liz fan needs to wear the t-shirts.
For my show,
you know?
Or just like in general?
Well, I think any Jason and Liz fan should be wearing that t-shirt. And I had a dream about your t-shirts, and on the back we had a little picture of Jason and Sam and a little cross eye stake up her face. Okay, fine. It was in my dream, okay?
Well, I don't think
but
we
no.
need to have any jabs there as J-Sam fans in our t-shirts, because that's just going to bring more attention to that fan base.
Okay,
he,
I know.
But, you know, I think it'll make our point obvious once we get those t-shirts into place. I'm still, you know, getting votes for the t-shirts, so I don't know whose design is going to win yet.
So, yeah, but I think, you know, I think that, you know, I just think we are going to have, I just believe that we are going to hate Thanksgiving, and we are going to hate Christmas on General Hospital, but I think maybe by February, maybe we might not hate General Hospital so bad.
I hope not. I you know, I want my show back. I miss being able to enjoy General Hospital.
you know, I think a lot of people, you know, do because it just, you know, it doesn't feel like a comfortable, warm, happy, you know, place to be. Even when they book up Max and Diane, you know, they were so cute, especially when everyone was always walking in on them having sex. I swear, everyone on that show has walked in on them. You know, I don't know how I would feel about everyone walking in on me. And I mean, I just feel sorry for Max and Diane. But, you know, I just think, you know, okay, here's what we do. I figured it out. Okay, Thanksgiving is next week. So here's what we do. When we get, like, the wristbone, add the turkey thing, like the wristbone. What do you call that, Christy?
What do I call the wish?
Bone thing. Okay, you know that wristbone at the end of the turkey thing? And
yeah,
you make a wrist? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so whoever gets their wristbone on the end of the turkey, they have to make a wish for that season and live. Get back together, you know, by the first of the year. I'm just saying.
I'm going to bring Keith and Elizabeth back, but that's a
nice thing. Well, okay, I'm just saying that maybe all this positive energy is.
Harley, I love you, but I think sometimes you're a little naive.
Okay, sorry, I might be naive, but you know what? I just thought maybe some positive things for once could go our way instead of the other couple way, and because I'm sick of it going the other couple way for the past whole thing. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Jess. Okay, do you think, because I've asked almost everyone that has called into my show or Chrissy's show, do you think medically a building could fall on a guy who's always got sawed at, and then in the next scene could have sex? Do you think that is humanly possible?
Well, you know, the thing is, there's lots of things on General Hospital and soaps in general that I would not think are humanly possible. So it doesn't make sense. But there's a lot of those, you know, what the heck type moments, especially lately, in the show. You know, a lot of those holes that just don't make sense. So was it something that is deliberate, that it was written that way so because it's not supposed to make sense, or is it just lazy writing? I don't know.
So do you not watch General Hospital at all? Do you give it up, like, cold turkey? Or do you sometimes watch it?
There have been times that I've caught a little bit here and there. I have not watched a full episode in about a year. And then because I'm on the message board almost pretty much every day, so I do try to kind of read the recaps, but not always. So I know sometimes kind of some things that are going on and some things that I don't.
Well, I think this is just me being me. I just think we just have to hold on tight and, you know, hold our breath for the next 2 months. And, 3 months, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we get a couple back, and, you know, hopefully, you know, right now, I don't know who everyone else will be with when Jason and Elizabeth get back together. I don't know who Sunny's going to be with now that Claudia is dead and buried.
You know, I think with our fan base, most of us are pretty much used to hanging on. So I think, you know, a lot of us are in it for the long haul. And whether it takes another 2 or 3 months or it takes longer, you know, that's we've been around for 10 years and we're going to be around a lot longer than some of the other people that certain writers that are on the show will be there long after them. So, we're here. We're not going anywhere.
You know, my thing is, is, you know, now that, you know, a lot of the couples are breaking up, that really soon not even be breaking up and, you know, not getting the storyline that they really deserve. And when they took, I don't even know, because you said sometimes you watch it, but sometimes you don't. Mm-hmm. But when they used the night of passing on the Nick, Liz, and Lucky thing, that was so uncalled for, like so wrong. I don't know if you saw it or anything, but that, I mean, that in itself is like, you don't do that, and you don't make Liz out to be a bigger star than Sam when you're doing it right now, because,
When Liz was with Lucky recently?
And with Nick?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen any of those. If I don't see it didn't happen.
I love the way you think. I really do. It didn't happen, But, you know, for that, you know, because I don't buy how can you be a Jason and Liz fan, and then you tune to be a Liz and Nick fan. I don't buy that because that is not a good pairing. And how can you end up being with your brother-in-law? I mean, to me, that just sounds gross. I don't know how you will ever...
I'm not a fan of that pairing, but, you know, people like who they like. And if I know that there are some who truly like that couple, and I know there's some that put up with it because they just want Liz to have airtime. You know, I kind of just hold the belief that I'm not going to fault anyone for what they like. So it might not make sense to me, but that's their right. If, you know, and I'm not going to say they're wrong or right for it. But that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, is this weird for me? Because, you know, going for your brother-in-law is this something I never thought they would go. I mean, a couple of years ago, I could see it when Lucky was dead or when Lucky, you know, did not have all his memories. That's why I thought they would do that, but not now. I mean...
I don't like the pairing. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not a pairing that I, you know, want to see. I write in and let people know that, and that's all I can do about that right now.
Okay, well, we have 1 minute left on the show. 90 seconds now. And I want to thank everyone for calling into this crazy show that we have tonight. And I will be back on December 2nd because I'm going to Arizona. I'm leaving this cold weather because I'm sick of the weather. And
you'll like it. I'm in Arizona. You'll like it here.
Which part of Arizona are you in?
I live in a town called Yuma.
Okay, well, I'm going to Tempe, Arizona.
Okay, that's in the Phoenix area. It's about 3 hours away from me.
Well, yeah. I hope you call back in when I get home because I totally need all the Jason and Liz fans that I can get. Call us back when I get back in. So, Christy, 34 seconds you have left.
36 seconds. Okay. You know, my next show is on the 27th, taking this week off.
because I'm moving. So, but I'll have one on the 27th if anyone is around after Thanksgiving.
And I will be co-hosting with Bill.
Yep.
All righty.
So hopefully we'll see you all later.
Okay.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.